Sheesh for being here with us today. I'm Rhonda McBride, and you are listening to Juno Afternoon and the sounds of Por Fe, one of the headliners at the Rock Ock Indigenous Music Festival. Por Fe, her name means pure faith, and she definitely puts her faith into the power of music. From folk to blues to soul, she has been on a lifelong musical journey. Taj Mahal said this about her: "This beautiful songbird transcends time and brings the message of our ancestors." But who knows? Maybe she sends a message of music right back to our ancestors. But for now, we have a chance to get to know her a bit. So, Por Fe, why don't we start off with you telling us something about yourself and your heritage?
Sure. Okay, so I'm Por Fe. My Tuscarora name is Yescueri, which means she builds bridges. So my mom is Tuscarora, and all my mom's family are from North Carolina. We're from the east coast of the Carolinas. Yeah, so we're like river and ocean sound people. My father, he's from Puerto Rico, or Borinquen. He's Taino.
And is that an indigenous people?
Yeah, they're the first people that Columbus encountered. Yes, they're Taino. They're Arawak. Anyway, those are my tribal nations. I'm also mixed with Black and some Scots-Irish on my mom's side. And then my dad is partially Corsican. A lot of Corsicans went to Puerto Rico and settled there and married in with the Taino people.
So you are a true melting pot. And I have to ask, does this mixture of heritages sort of influence your music?
Yeah, completely. Yeah, I think completely. It's all, everything that runs through my whole engine makes me rev up the way I do. Yes, it does, especially on my mom's side, because I was raised with her, with my maternal family. I didn't know my dad's people until much later. So, but that didn't mean that I didn't feel that either, because I do. But
well, yeah. A lot of the rock ock performers have that fusion of heritages, like Bamiya. Mm-hmm. And also we have a very talented young man who is of Tlingit, and he's African-American, Arias Hoyle. Mm-hmm. So you see a lot of that. Do you think that makes for a powerful blend?
Yeah, a pretty blend.
So how would you describe your music, the blend that you've arrived at?
Well, I mean, for sure, it's like it's a genre that came out of that whole history, especially in the South of the U.S., North Carolina, and all the way down in Louisiana, everywhere, all throughout the South in particular. You know, and of course, up in the Appalachians, it's another blend of people. Most people that do know me know that I've been talking about that whole connection between African and Native and through the music. Which is why I like that song. I wrote that song called Great Grandpa's Banjo, which is a song dedicated to my grandmother's grandfather, who is Igbo. And his grandparents made the journey across the water from the Ivory Coast. And their knowledge of instruments and banjos, which is an African instrument, he and his brothers played on the plantation. They played for all the functions in Sampson County. They were well known. And Boyett Lee, who the song is written for, he married Easter Blackwell, and she's Tuscarora. That's my maternal line. And her family, that whole family line of Blackwells, we count about 8 generations back from my mom's generation on back of singers, female singers.
So set us up to listen to Grandpa's banjo.
Okay. So I don't play banjo, but I did get Rhiannon Giddens to come and play that song. And she really plays a style that to me is very reminiscent of old Carolina banjo playing, plus herself, you know, her own. And she's also from North Carolina. She used to play with the Carolina Chocolate Drops. So we're singing harmony and we're foot stomping on the porch. It's just a memory in my genes, I guess.
Well, thank you for sharing that memory with us through the song, because it is a very joyful song. So let's listen to it. So you perform widely, you know, you travel to Canada. I think I talked to you not too long ago when we were setting up this interview that we were going to have, that you were in New Mexico. And now, where are you?
I'm in Victoria, working with a film, like a score for a series, actually, about residential school. I think it's written and directed by Marie Clements, a well-known filmmaker. Anyway, the music is Wayne Lavallee. But anyway, so I'm here doing that. They brought me in to help sing some stuff and make some choral stuff.
Well, given all that happened, it's a tragic story. It probably feels quite an honor to be able to lend your voice to a project like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because I live right there where the Beauval residential school was, and I work with a team of people with grief and trauma recovery, and we have like 4-day retreats. So a lot of the people there, my age and older, are residential school survivors. So we work with that, and so to be called in to do music for, yeah, it's quite something. So it's very deep.
Well, I think it's very needed, and I'm glad to hear that you're involved in a project like that. And a lot of the rock artists are very socially active. They're doing things to promote their indigenous culture. They're standing up for causes. They're standing up against things like racism. And they're doing a lot of good in the world. So I'm just curious, when you got the invitation to participate in Rock Ock, how did you feel about that?
Oh, Stephen called me. So anytime Stephen calls me and says, can you do this? I'm like, yes, I can. But I'm bummed out that I didn't get to fly there. I would like to go back.
So that Stephen Blanchett Kachung, who kind of envisioned this, he had been hatching this idea. And even though you can't physically be in Juneau, I'm sure people are really looking forward to your performance virtually. But what does it mean to you to be a part of this?
Great to be included, to join with everybody, to do something like this always. I'm honored. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
And what do you think about just having a music festival that is pretty much organized and all the headliners are all Indigenous people? How common is that in your experience?
It's becoming more common now, particularly in Canada it is, but in the States and in Hawaii and in Alaska, I think this is a newer. Yeah, it's awesome. And of course, it's going to keep going that way. So.
Well, before we go, any thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners who are eagerly awaiting your performance, I'm sure?
Bring me back. So I can see everyone's face for sure, for real. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, of course. I mean, I think people really wish that you were coming to Juneau so that they could actually physically hear your sounds in a room, because those harmonies are just beautiful and powerful. So I want to thank you very much, Portefeuille, for joining us.
Thank you.
This song by Portefeuille is called Home. Up next, from making pottery to potting plants to talks about the neuroplasticity of the brain, how it's all happening at Juneau Community Schools. Let's get all the world over again. For the need, don't you forget your light. Reminds me of the love is not far from sight. Where are you? All this chaos and human pain will leave me from a feel so insane. Love, I'm dreaming away. When my time is up, I'll be coming home with you to stay.
Yeah.